In the pursuit of higher learning, the United States is still the top destination. At the International Student House in Washington, a temporary residence for students from over 40 countries, communication student Nina Dominic from India says the United States was her number one choice.
It's a known fact that the United States is powerful in terms of its education and its skill level, and I want to get a taste of it.
Nina is part of the growing number of students who come to the United States to study. The majority come from China, with over 235,000 students attending U.S. colleges, followed by India, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia. Jen Ju says the U.S. educational system has surpassed his expectations, but he says the biggest surprise has been Americans.
I would say U.S. people probably are much nicer than what I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Besides making new friends, Jen says his experience has expanded his understanding of the U.S. But Alan Goodman, president of the Institute for International Education, says cultural exchange is a two-way street.
International should be part of everybody's education. We should encourage that. We should require every freshman entering American higher education to enter with a passport, and then to make plans with their faculty member over the course of the 4 years to use that passport.
Although the number of Americans studying abroad rose 3% to nearly 300,000 last year, fewer than 10% of American college students have studied overseas, most for only one semester. That's unfortunate, says Nina Dominic.
I came here and I realized one thing. When we know a lot of America, Americans don't know much about our countries.
Another criticism is that immigration laws severely limit the number of students able to live and work in the U.S. after receiving their degrees. Lawmakers are considering more options to keep the best and the brightest. But Evan Ryan, Assistant Secretary of State for Educational and Cultural Affairs, says current laws reflect American policy.
Our mission really is to bring people here to study, but then to have them return home, because our belief is that's the only way to increase mutual understanding.
Jen Ju agrees that overseas education promotes a larger worldview, which he says could help reduce global conflicts.
If you have more cultural communications, people from China go to America and American students go to China, build mutual understanding, I think we can solve this problem.
International students contribute $24 billion to the U.S. economy, with the majority paying full tuition. The top destinations? California, New York, and Texas. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.